Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for having me. Hi.
Hi.
So this Sunday, I don't know if you've announced it yet, because again, I was riding my bike over here. But this Sunday from 3 until dusk, which is kind of when the mosquitoes come out or when we can't see too well anymore. But anyway, we're having a garden party at the Hudson Community Garden. That's at the corner of 2nd Street and Columbia. And many of you may know the garden, although I hear from a lot of folks they've never been inside. So this is a great time, if you're not a member or have never been in the garden, to take a tour. We'll be having refreshments, including teas made from some herbs grown in the garden plot. That is also a teaching herb bed for Roots Runners Rhizomes show here on WGXC with myself and Lauren Jambroni. And Vanessa Baer, who's one of the powerhouses behind helping really... We're trying to get more transparency behind the process involved in choosing garden plots and things, and she's a great organizer for the garden. She'll be leading hula hooping. Many of you may know her. There'll be some kids' crafts, including making some bird houses, and all supplies will be provided for those. And if you are or are not a member, but we're inviting you, everyone, to participate in a plant and produce swap. So if you are thinning your perennials and you don't know what to do with your extra mint or irises or daylilies or what have you, bring them on by, because we have plenty of space in the garden and other folks, too, who may just need those things. Also, if you have extra produce, a lot of folks I know have extra tomatoes or cucumbers this time of year, we can have a swap for that. And we're also going to be doing a sign-up for 2013 plots. So if you're interested, the community garden is a great place where a lot of folks grow a lot of food. And so you can find out all about how to get involved with that.
What sort of herbs are you growing? Excuse me.
There's a lot of mint, and one new thing this year is we've developed a few community plots where everyone shares the harvest. So there's also like a community tomato plot, community, I think, peppers, and we're growing a lot of mints. There's some lemon verbena, lemon balm, and I think, I'm not sure what else. There's a couple other, we'll see what's ripe.
How many people are involved in the garden at the moment?
Well, I think there's, at this point, about 35 plots. Now, some of those plots are gardened by large families, extended families, so there's a lot of folks coming in.
How large are the plots?
It varies. That's something we've been trying to standardize, too, so that folks feel there's equity in terms of allotment per person. So I'd say the smallest ones are about 4 by 8 feet.
You were telling me earlier when I stopped down to find you that a lot of Bangladeshi families have gardens there. I think they come from a great gardening tradition.
There's a lot of great gardening traditions going on in this garden, and one thing I personally enjoy about the garden, I don't have a personal food growing plot, but I do tend to the herb beds, and I do administration. One thing I enjoy seeing is a lot of folks there's many different ways of growing things, for example, like gourds and vegetables that often will rot on the ground. Some people have trellises. There's a lot to learn from folks in the garden, and that's one thing we've also been trying to do. Starting last year, Lauren Jambroni and I had some weed walks. That's where we led people around the garden and showed them that actually some of what were even weeds are actually very useful plants. And we're trying to do more skill shares in the garden, people sharing what they know, how they garden. And also I want to encourage folks, even if you've never gardened before, you know, getting involved in a community garden is a really great way to learn how to do that, because there's lots of folks around who can help you.
And this is free for people?
The party is definitely free. There is a very minimal membership fee to cover the cost of, we have a key and there's tools and things for folks to use. And there are payment plans available. I think we're changing the rate. I think last year it was $10 a plot.
Was this year a particularly good year for anything, or a particularly bad year for growing any particular thing?
In terms of the weather, well, The extreme heat seems to have made a lot of melons and tomatoes very sweet and tender. And of course, the year before we had got so much rain, those crops didn't do so well. Folks seem to be doing very well with all the cucurbitae, that's melons, cucumbers, squash. There's a lot of great squash, big squash going on. A lot of tomatoes too.
And no blight this year?
No blight, but I am noticing a lot of caterpillars and cabbage moths. But the community garden is organic, so we are also sharing information about how to deal with some of these things in a non-chemical way. Also, artist-writer Cooley and I did a project to eradicate some of the poison ivy in the garden. A month ago, we brought goats in. Amy Lehoff from Etsy loaned us her goats, Skippy and Stardust, and we brought them because goats are kind of magic animals. They can actually eat things like poison ivy, and to no ill effect, they love the tender leaves, and it's a big help to folks because, as you know, many humans, of course, get a terrible rash if they even just touch them. So the goats helped us clean up some of the poison ivy without having to use any chemicals.
Sort of pointed them toward the poison ivy?
Yeah, we did a performance art piece, which was hanging out with the goats and witnessing them and making sure they didn't eat anyone's crops and also guiding them to the poison ivy.
You could start a rent-a-goat program.
I've heard that in Oregon, in Portland, that is going on, so I would like to...
There's a lot of poison ivy in Hudson.
There is a lot of poison ivy, and goats are actually, they're good at doing what some would call bush hogging, because they also can eat, you know, spiky, thorny things. They're amazing animals. They're also talented herbalists. When they're not feeling well, they can seek out the herbs that will make them feel better.
I think cats do that, too.
And bears are. Actually, a lot of animals can do that. Elephants are known for traveling, I think, hundreds of miles to find certain plants. Amazing.
Well, this sounds like fun. I wanted to just say that when I went to the garden today, I'm one of those people that rides by and sees the garden, and it does look sort of messy from the outside. There's a chain-link fence, and the weeds grow up. But once you go inside that garden, it's incredible. I mean, because in the midst of all, I mean, there may be certain places where weeds are allowed to grow, but there are these paths through that there's a lot going on there, very good looking stuff.
I just also want to say that I personally think a little mess is worth that everyone has autonomy in the garden, and we all decide what works for, there's no boss, there's no, you know, there are rules, but the rules are meant just for everyone to be comfortable and happy. So, you know, we're a little forgiving of a little mess sometimes.
So just tell us one more time the time for the party.
Okay, that's this Sunday the 9th, 3 p.m. till dusk at the community garden, the corner of 2nd Street and Columbia.
Thank you very much, Sarah.